You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Oh no, I was waiting for the morning DJ welcome.
Yeah.
That we usually get.
Welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? I am the chewiest Chris Steak, and this is my rotting lady Lisa.
Ooh.
Ew.
Yeah.
Hello. I don't like that I'm called rotting though.
Oh yeah.
Well.
Aren't we all just rotting away, Liz? We're also joined by...
I'm definitely blowjob Betty number two.
Bo.
That's me. When I saw that scene, I kept saying to myself, head gauze dick come, head gauze dick come. Jack said that was disturbing.
Lisa just started blowing me out of nowhere and she was all zombied out. I'd be just like that guy, like...
So it's strange because it doesn't really, there's not a qualifier really for me getting a blowjob. It's more just like a are we both in the house situation.
Yeah.
So depending on what I'm doing, I might not even notice the gauze at first, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The head wrapped in gauze, I won't notice that till significantly later.
Yeah.
Lisa, please tell me, what the fuck are you watching?
We are watching Thanatomorphos from 2012.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was great.
Loved it.
Not really.
I didn't. The cum blood hole on the poster, though, makes more sense, having seen it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, that's what made me want to watch the movie, was the box art. Like, that's a vagina wall. Let's watch that.
Yeah.
And we did.
Yeah, we did.
We do see it a few times in the movie. Yeah. But.
It's like closing up too, wasn't it?
I thought it was like going to be a much bigger part.
Yeah, I do think it was closing up.
Mm.
I think that's why she kept begging people to fuck her.
Yeah.
Well, this is our first trip to Canada land.
Oh, yeah.
We spent a lot of time in Italy. Two movies there, last two movies were Italian. And now we're going to see what Canada's up to.
Don't you know?
This one is written and directed by Eric Flalardu.
Oh, wow. Sure was.
Flalardu.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
It's probably still wrong. We don't know.
Yeah,
what trying this my fucker's best. Name
I feel
is.
Like I did better at the Japanese names, which is weird. These Italian and French names are killing me.
Well, like semantically, Japanese names are way more straightforward than fucking French. That is a nonsense language. Fight me.
I don't know anything nonsense. About French, but
it's
yeah.
nonsense. Even like avid French speakers will tell you this is fucking buffoonery. I mean, it's. You know, on par with English for buffoonery, but
yeah, I know English is fucking terrible.
Yeah, I have a hard time with English.
Well, just our language is so complicated to learn if you don't already know it.
Dude, I learned fucking English when I was like 4 years old.
That's really late.
It can't be that hard. Okay. This movie has a estimated budget of $40,000 Canadian.
Okay.
Now, Canada is historically and currently like the cheapest place to film anything ever. Like half of everything produced, even in Hollywood, is actually shot like in Canada.
They did like all Supernatural in Canada.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, this one's starring Caden Rose as Laura.
Hot librarian.
David Tosigante. let me get my fucking French expert here.
I want to say Tosignant. But again...
Well, mine sounded better than that.
Okay. Well, one of us read the letters in the order they were written.
Tosignante!
Yeah, okay. You went Italian again, though. I don't know what's going on there. You sounded more Italian saying Tosignant than arrivederci. I don't know how. I don't know how.
It just flows through me. I don't get to choose the languages I speak. Tosignant.
Yeah. Yeah, it's...
It's Antoine. It's the boyfriend.
Okay.
It's Tosignant.
Is it Antoine? No. It's... Or Anthony. Anthony. God damn it. I watched this movie, I swear.
I'm confused what the question is.
What character did he play?
Yeah, Antoine. Like, I didn't know what you were reading. I thought we were still on Tosignant, and I was...
I know, I was trying to figure out what the hell he was talking about.
Fuck off.
I was
like, all right,
well, we've lost him.
Fucking heat got to me, dude. Fucking making my own words. We're also starring Emile Beaudry as Julian.
I don't recall a lot of names actually being said in the movie, so I think their like character names are almost arbitrary.
Yeah, I didn't hear shit.
She might have said their names, but I didn't notice it in between the like moaning and please fuck me's.
I think I heard
her say Julian.
I think so too. But I think that might be the only name I remember being said.
Not 100% sure, but I think she did.
They're all really hot, by the way.
Yeah, decently hot.
She's got a forehead going on. I put in her first shower scene with the only forehead, because it is a prominent feature. But when she's brushed her hair out and has the bangs and the glasses, very hot.
Yeah, no, the whole time we were watching, I was like, this is Chris's type of girl right here.
What?
Is it? Jack and I had a conversation about whether or not we prefer, like, the mosquito bite tits or the, like, mommy milker situation.
Mm.
I've decided I don't really have a preference yet.
Don't have a preference for boobies?
I think they're both hot, though. I don't know. It's just, yeah, small boobs can be hot, too.
Depends on how small.
Well, I think they get I think they're underrated.
As long as I don't confuse the woman for like a child.
Well, I'm
cool.
Also like a homosexual, so maybe that's why. Like, this could be a boy.
True.
I don't know, except for the vagina.
I don't think this is my type of lady, Lisa. Yeah.
Okay, maybe not her
I
boobs.
I would go for...
Maybe not her boobs, but everything else about her.
No. I would totally take our goddess Ishtar over Laura here.
Ishtar? Oh, yeah. She was hot.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that was supposed to be Ishtar.
Yeah,
me too.
Polynesian flower goddess from...
Oh!
Mm-hmm. Lucky Sky Diamond is for sure still the hottest.
Oh, 100%.
No See, question. I don't know. I think...
Ishtar?
Yeah, I think that one's hotter for me.
Well, we didn't get a very good look at her, but Flower and Flesh and Blood Victim?
Also hot.
Crazy hot.
Also hot. That was like a picturesque, like, if you think of a Japanese woman, mm-hmm. it's like her that you think of.
Yeah, I think I remember. The one you're talking about.
With the slutty underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Slut.
Yeah.
Slut. I mean, Laura's by no means bad looking, but she's got fierce competition.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're fucking going off the rails already.
Well, in my notes, I started out by noting that they are a super hot couple. I think he's hot.
Yeah, he's not a bad looking dude. Yeah. And you get a lot of wiener from him.
We do get a lot of wiener.
Dangling. Bouncing wiener.
I put that as well.
Yeah, I had to. I was like, I have to put this in my notes. I have to remember to talk about this.
Yeah, because he hops out of the restroom after. Uh-huh. Well, it opens. Every chapter of the film opens with a flash of highly convoluted and entirely ambiguous frames that have been put through some sort of color lens.
Oh, yeah.
That you cannot tell what the fuck is happening.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's all red and shit.
I think it's supposed to inspire confusion, but it's honestly just sort of irritating.
It was like them having sex, right?
I
did not like it.
I couldn't tell.
That's what it seemed like to me.
I think the first one, it was different every time.
It was different every time.
Dude, I think I seen a booby.
I think I saw a boob as well.
I think the first one was,
I don't know what the context was.
It's like watching like scrambled porn or something.
Yeah, it was a VHS porn that had been through it.
Yeah.
Big time.
He fucks off his foot somehow because, and it's because there's no lights in this house.
Oh yeah, it's dark as fuck in here.
I reference this a couple times.
Like, you can't see shit.
No. No, you cannot.
Yeah.
And that's obviously on purpose because it stays dark as a bitch in here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, my first notes were, I already hate the noise.
Yeah.
This fucking sound.
It's annoying. It's just annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, he stepped on that fucking nail.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty gruesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that was like the beginning of the movie.
Yeah.
And I thought, it's only going to get worse.
Well, you weren't wrong.
I guess.
Then I have the sexy librarian cleans it up. And he hops out with a bouncing peen.
Oh,
yeah. Good bounce. Good bounce to that.
Yeah, she helped him take care of his foot or whatever, and then he hops out of the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like the camera's just right there, and he's jumping, and his dick's flopping around.
Yeah, it is.
That's what I'm saying, man. People like complain that there's not enough dicks in movies. We've seen nothing but dicks in movies.
Okay, but
dude.
I think that argument is about, like, you could conceivably go to a PG-13 film and see a boob.
Oh, okay.
You won't see a dick.
Yeah.
Or even like a rated R movie at the theater.
Mm-hmm.
You're almost guaranteed to see a boob.
Yeah, boobs are hot.
Yeah. And there's that as well. Boobs are hotter than dicks.
100%.
Even male boobs are hotter than male dicks.
Like,
dicks are strange looking, objectively.
Okay, soft dick, never hot. Maybe. Hard dick is, I guess, a little bit better looking, but then it's a hard dick.
I don't know. Sometimes dicks get worse when they're hard.
Really?
Yeah, especially, you know, I'm not going to, like, body shame anyone, but if yours, like, darts to the left all of a sudden because of a little blood flow, maybe chill out.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of a juvenile person, and anytime I see a dick, I giggle a little bit. That's just me, though.
Well, I mean, I suck dick for fun, and I still think they're hilarious, so, you know.
Dicks are funny.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm fine. Hot, dude. I'm fine with more dicks in movies. I think the main reason that women want to see it, though, okay, maybe not all women, but one of the main reasons I want for them to show more dicks is because I want male actors to be just as uncomfortable as female actors.
Yeah.
No, that's fair, too.
Definitely, yeah.
Well, for me, it's like, I don't know. I've really, like, removed, like, I don't think nudity and sexuality are, like, the same thing. I think you can be naked and it's not a sexual experience.
Yeah.
I think it's just, like, a person's body.
Yeah, I'm starting to learn that.
Yeah, but it's become apparent to me that that's not, like, where we're at on, like, a cultural zeitgeist situation. If it's nude, we're getting fucked. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down with wieners in movies, too. I'm not complaining one bit. And I do agree that, you know, chicks do it all the time. So dudes should definitely do it more. But, you know, I'm just saying, dicks in movies are out there.
Yeah.
We've seen 3 in a row.
That's true.
And a lot of times they're getting cut off.
They're not movies that people are watching.
That's also valid.
It's not my fault. If you want a dick, you got to search it out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's out there in droves. There's a lot of dick in this movie.
There's a lot of dick. Unfortunately, not of the blowjob guy, whose dick I actually really was interested in seeing.
And we didn't see his dick, did we?
And he was really hot.
What about when they were in that cage fighting over meat?
What the fuck was that about?
I assumed it was, I assumed it was something about them fighting over her, you know, because they were fighting over chunks of flesh that he cut off of her or whatever.
She's nothing but meat to them and they're fighting over it.
I assume that's what it was.
Yeah, it's got to be, right?
This is a her problem, though, yeah.
Yeah.
She's imagined that.
Yeah, I think so.
Blowjob guy was sad that he just came, and that's real hard to do to a guy. You know what I mean? He was sad.
It's that post-nut clarity, right?
It's exactly what they said. Oh, God. I'm touching gauze on your head.
What have I done? And then he just fucking hauls ass.
It's also like insult to injury that she's not a swallower and she just immediately spews the cum all over the floor.
Yeah, she's having a tough time with that.
Yeah, she was not into that.
Like, fuck. At least spit it out nicely. Well, that was almost insulting.
I was sad for him. I was like, this is an upsetting sexual exchange that's happened to you.
I thought it was insane.
Does that count as a rape? Did she rape him?
I don't think so.
He wasn't that into it.
He was not into
it. I think he only wasn't into it because he saw that she was fucked up.
Yeah.
Like
a human being should.
Exactly.
Just reasonable.
But... like, her whole point was, oh, now that I look like this, you don't want me, or whatever, because he did want her before.
Yeah.
I think.
Well, no, I think he comes in
he did,
concerned.
I think he comes
He's
to
like,
check on her, and she
hey,
raped that guy.
We gotta go to the hospital. She's like, no, I'm fine. She tells him, like, fucking 10 times, I'm fine, I'm good,
I can take care of myself.
And then immediately starts molesting him.
Yeah. I feel bad for the guy. He got taken advantage of.
I think so, too.
Maybe.
He could have just not put her dick in her mouth. So that's a thing, probably a little bit.
Well, it was a paralyzing blowjob.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Once dick's in the mouth, you just...
Yeah, you do kind of just got to write it out,
just,
don't you? Because you don't want it...
Can't
you don't
stop.
Want, you don't want biting to start happening.
Yeah. That's a pretty vulnerable position.
Because of the implication.
But we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, after bouncing peen guy hops out of the restroom, we engage in the first and more prolific set of just day-to-day existence for this protagonist.
Well, I think it's important to mention that after they had sex and the whole foot thing, she says, hey, you gonna spend the night? He goes, nope.
Yeah.
Chris thought that was like the craziest thing. And I was like, I think this is like their arrangement. Like,
yeah,
I don't think they live together.
No,
like...
it wasn't that. It's just how fast and how he said nope.
Oh, man. That felt like I identified with that nope pretty strongly.
Actually, that happened. That happened before
he
stepped on the nail,
yeah,
just so you know.
Oh,
was
it?
He
yeah,
wasn't
sure.
even mad about the nail at that point.
Yeah.
That was before that happened.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I think it's because he already sees the signs of crazy that we're about to see.
Probably.
He's like, no, we've...
Yeah,
we're here because you're crazy, and that means the sex is going to be fun for me.
Yeah.
She definitely kind of wanted him to stay, I think.
Yeah, but then she fucking changed her mind in a bit. So we engage in a lot of what I would call like art house indie, like B-roll almost.
Yeah, it is kind of B-roll, huh?
Which is just watching her complete otherwise menial tasks. She removes the, like, what we find out later to be a sculpture from her closet that she's working on but doesn't reveal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she can't even get all the covers off of it.
No, she's not great at this activity.
She's very unmotivated.
She cooks an egg, kind of, and also some bacon. Now, I like my eggs over easy as well.
Hell yeah.
That egg was in that frying pan for about 10 seconds.
It's a rare egg.
Which,
no, I like mine done.
Oh, see, I like them runny, but... that was just a raw egg on a plate with some bacon. Yeah, and then I have shower time with the only forehead where she features all the forehead.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at this point, the bitch rips off her fucking fingernail.
Yeah. Okay, and so this got me.
Yeah, that hurt my feelings.
She just goes to reach for the soap and her fingernail just fucking falls off.
And then she just
rips another one off.
Ooh,
and there's like almost like an egg cracking sound when it happens.
The sound design in this film is bizarre, by the way.
Yeah, the fingernail. The fingernail's got me.
She grabs the soap and breaks it. It's crazy, man, how fast that happened.
Yeah. And once again, I just kept thinking, man, it's just going to progressively get worse and worse.
And it does, but it makes you wait for it.
Yeah. She really likes to pop her neck, too. Like,
yeah.
She, like, pops her neck, like, 10 times in this movie.
She also likes to read the first sentence of rejection letters from what I assume is like in a university or something.
Yeah, I'm assuming like an art school or something.
Yeah, right? I think that was. And then we cut to a little gathering party scene, also with no lights on except for the one red one. But it's still in her living room.
Yeah, seems like a shitty apartment. I guess the lighting's not too good.
I've had way worse apartments, but I've also put like a lamp in.
Well, you know? I think she just moved in.
Maybe.
There's like moving boxes and stuff everywhere.
Well, yeah, because when he stepped on that nail, he was complaining like, why didn't you look at the place before you moved in? Or
check for nails,
clean
bitch.
Clean it up or something.
Now I have tetanus and syphilis.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
You know she's handing out chlamydia like fucking welcome baskets. Yeah. Maybe there was condoms. I doubt it. But, no, because that's a cream-pied fucking torn vagina on her poster, so I don't think so.
Yeah, that's leaking all kinds of fluids.
Yeah.
She has a party. Sexual partner number one gets up and commits a party foul by knocking over somebody's wine glass. They sort of react to that, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She cleans it up while they in between their legs while they're sitting on the couch staring at her do it. It's like, is this gonna be sexy? I thought this was like a group sex in the making, but and it might have been.
It was just weird. Well, it did get interrupted.
It did get interrupted. But before that, she goes to retrieve more wine is advanced upon by what turns out to be, I've called him blowjob buddy number two, for reasons that appear later.
I think it's her friend's boyfriend. Julian?
Yeah.
That's the same guy that she sucks off later, though, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I just kept thinking, isn't that her friend's boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think these people all seem very flexible in that department. Because they also just, like, make out goodbye at the door.
Well, now at this point, like, on top of her fingernails falling off, she's developing all these bruises and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because they reference those.
Yeah, because she's got a big old bruise on her.
Yeah, her friends ask her about the bruise.
They ask her about the bruise.
She's like, oh, I just, you know, whatever.
Yeah, and fuckboy number one's like, oh, that just means I wasn't at my best when I hit her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he makes a joke about hitting her. The other guy immediately is looking at him like he hit her.
Yeah.
And then he makes the joke that he hit her.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so when, you say fuckboy number two?
Mm-hmm.
Goes to the kitchen with her. You almost think it's going to be like a
consolation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he just starts feeling her up.
And he's like, here's my penis on your butt. Do you like that?
Mm-hmm. And she cut herself with the corkscrew.
She
somehow
does. She's not a coordinated individual.
Yeah, I don't even know how the fuck she did that.
I don't know how she's survived this long.
But he started like licking.
Yeah.
The blood off her finger.
And I liked that.
I thought it was going to go so much further than it did.
I liked that bit a lot. Jack also said he would not lick my finger blood off of me for, like, in a sexual way. And I told him that that was also disappointing. She gets molested by fuckboy number two getting wine.
Uh-huh.
She retrieves the wine, but they're interrupted by a neighbor or a landlord situation.
Landlord.
It's definitely the landlord, I think.
Again, no lights in this building.
Yeah.
Because we open the hallway to just complete darkness. And she's talking to an entirely ambiguous, disfigured voice.
Yeah.
Eventually, the camera angle changes.
I told you. No parties when you moved in or something. Mm-hmm. Comes in and, like, kicks them all out.
Yep.
Fucked up as that.
But she, like, full-on exchanges smooches with fuckboy number two on his way out.
Uh-huh.
Which is why I don't know if this is all, like, polyamory or...
Well, the boyfriend gets mad about it.
But not... Well, I mean, a little bit.
Yeah, like,
she kind of starts the physicality part of this, though. She slaps him, and so then he slaps her.
And then they have weird sex.
They do have... this was strange. This was also kind of rape.
Yeah, it was a little
rapey. He says you're cold.
So I wonder why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put gets rapey. And then we make it to the bedroom, and he's on top of her, obviously inserting himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he says again that it's so cold.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, maybe someone else would be better suited for the job or something like
that. Yeah, maybe it's just you that can't make me feel anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, she's going hard on that guy.
Yeah, then I put fucks her anyway and goes to sleep. And then the next frame is of him asleep and her engaging in a soliloquy about overall existential dread, apparently.
Yeah, because at first when she said, I don't want to do this anymore, I thought she was trying to break up with him.
I did too, and I think she kind of was, but then it started to umbrella out to everything.
Like art school and stuff? Or
yeah, she was like sculpting, which is the only way I figured out that what she had out of the closet earlier was a sculpture.
Me too.
I had no way of knowing what the fuck that was, because it was just burlap that we saw.
Yeah, dude.
She says it's useless, it's pointless. She says that twice.
Mm-hmm. I can't feel it, it's useless.
Yeah, it's because your pussy's cold. Fucking put a hot hands down there. but then, yeah, he starts engaging her slightly, but like is asleep. And then the next frame was of him with the most dramatic snore I've ever heard in my life. Just like the snoring that makes you okay with a felony type situation.
Yeah.
And then she vomits on him.
She pukes all over him.
She could have just looked the other way.
And she was.
Yeah. She was. She said, nope, this is for you.
Yeah, she had time to get the fuck out of bed.
I thought she was going to. And then she just leans over and throws up on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on purpose.
That was petty. Petty.
Then she goes peace and blood.
She does do that. Oh, yeah, I have more gross restroom shenanigans in my notes.
Yeah, there's a lot of toilet sitting on this in this movie.
It's a lot of... Mm-hmm. Well, that's like a trend in a certain style of movie. It's like just like, oh, here's a, you know, authentic glance at like someone just existing.
Or yeah.
And I get that. It's like slightly artful, except for the lighting is terrible and it's gross. So.
Yeah.
And then we get a weird little vignette of a rotting dog or something.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Turns into like a Alice in Chains video for a second.
Oh God, I was so confused at certain points of this, and this was one of those points.
Me too.
It was like a dream or something.
Yeah. I've chosen to believe that she becomes inhabited by something in this film.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
Yeah, so she breaks a glass.
Yeah.
As she's trying to get water. And then steps on a piece of it and stumbles backwards.
She's not a coordinated individual.
Smashes her head into a piece of glass on the floor.
How's that glass in the foot? It got Lisa pretty good.
I hated this whole fucking part.
Glass in the foot doesn't do it for you.
No, and then the head. Oh my god.
Yeah, dude. If you could make a movie all about stepping on glass and ripping off fingernails, it would just fucking kill Lisa.
Okay, the fingernail thing impacted me more than I realized it would have.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking.
That was offensive. Mm-hmm.
Spine tingling.
I like did a like ugh and like looked away type thing. I was like, oh god.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. You just feel it, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, she fucks herself off in the kitchen, because that's what our hero does here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she gets knocked out. I think she has another dream sequence. She finally comes to, and she does some first aid on herself.
Mm-hmm.
Wraps her head wound.
Some impressive whimpering.
Yeah.
I think she's good at, like, playing that, oh, I'm fucked up person. She's got that bit done.
And then as she's kind of doing her first aid on herself, the guy from the party comes.
Yeah.
Yeah, over. The doorbell rings and she's just in there yelling, come in.
Yeah. No one ever does.
Mm-mm.
Fuckboy number two is here, though.
Yep.
Yeah, and
he's way hotter. He's way hotter than fuckboy number one.
Is he?
I agree.
Yeah.
Man.
We don't even get to see his dick, but he's just hotter.
Uh-huh. I agree.
Man, I think I'm going with number one.
Is that the hair?
It might be.
I think so, too. I think you've got a thing for Kurt Cobain.
Maybe that's it. That's deep-seated.
Our whole generation has a hard-on for him, which is rightful. Oh, yeah. Fuckboy 2 comes a-calling to check on the damsel in distress.
Yeah. And he really wants to take her to the hospital.
Well, at this point, her head is wrapped in gauze.
She definitely needs it. And up until this point, I had been questioning why she was not going to the hospital. Can she just not go to a hospital? Like, what's going on
here?
She
lives in Canada. She definitely can.
Yeah. That's what Chris said afterwards, too. I said, I don't know where they were. And he said it was Canada. And I was like, oh.
Great healthcare.
She definitely could have went to the hospital then.
And we haven't been mentioning it, but the bruising's just getting worse and worse.
Everything's getting worse. She's just stumbling around.
Well, she's, parts of her are, like, scabbed over at this point, too. It's not to the extent that they become later, but yeah. She is going through it.
And so, yeah, he wants to take her to the hospital. She's like, nah, I can take care of myself.
And she keeps trying to kiss him, and he keeps saying no.
Yeah, she's like, let's fuck. This girl is fucking crazy horny, dude. Yeah. In between fucking dudes, she's
finger blasting.
Finger blasting, dude.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned that either.
Well, because it doesn't get real weird until later when it's like real bloody and like chunky.
Yeah.
Chunky.
She's insatiable.
Yeah. Just gotta open those holes.
And he still just wants to take her to the hospital until she initiates the blowjob powers.
Yeah. Well, once they get on their knees and start undoing your belt, I do understand that has an effect on people.
Powerless.
I get it a little bit. But man, I don't know if it's because he's trying to get it over with, but he does do the classic, like, hands on side of the head thing. But in this instance, it's on bloody gauze. Yeah. Which is where head gauze dick come.
And it's bleeding through
the
bandage. Yeah. She just is touching her bloody.
And so he's obviously imagining someone else because he's staring at the ceiling and almost crying. Yeah. It is the most distressed I've ever seen a man while experiencing a blowjob.
Yeah, dude.
And then he apparently finishes.
Yeah.
Her boyfriend calls and leaves a message on the answering machine as he's finishing.
It really just hammers in his regret at this point, I think, because he removes himself and promptly zips his cock up while walking out.
Yeah, dude.
And she immediately leans over and spits his cum all over the place. So I guess, you know, all things considered, not a great blowjob for him.
Yeah.
No, he was like, I gotta go.
This got fucking weird.
That'd be a hell of a thing to walk into. I guess all you could do at that point is just run away.
Which was also an option before you came in her mouth. Just saying.
Well, you know. I understand the need. If someone's begging me to come in them, I'm probably going to at least try to do that for them, you know. I get that.
I guess
the circumstances are bizarre at best, though.
I guess you would want him to be like, all right, thanks for the blowjob. Now let's go to the hospital because you have problems.
Yeah, if this were like a Wattpad story, he would have knelt down after coming in her mouth and like kissed her and then like wrapped her up in his arms and taken her to the hospital.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're doing here.
You know, I think she's a little hurt by it. I guess his cum's kind of nasty because she just kind of puked it out. And then she's just kind of curled up on the floor.
Yeah. But then, we've reached the portion where she begins menstruating down her leg and all over the floor, yes?
Yeah, I thought it was like pee or something.
It started out as like a water breaking / pee situation. Yeah, I don't know if this is an abortion. Like, not an abortion, sorry, a miscarriage.
Nah, that's poop, man.
No. That's chunky menstrual.
Nah, that was fucking poop.
I don't think
she's
so.
She pooped on herself.
Do you know what scene I'm talking about, Lisa?
Oh, yeah.
I need the resident vagina holder to tell us that was...
She peed and pooped all over herself.
I don't know, because I thought it was poop at the time, too, but I was not really looking that
much.
That's
a wild-looking poop. Like,
well, that's what I thought. Because
if her diet is just cum and wine, though.
Yeah.
Not a lot of fiber there.
I thought, like, it's crazy-looking, but I thought that's what it was.
Yeah, it was not.
But I don't know. It could have been blood, I guess.
It might have been poop. I thought it was a menstrual situation happening down her leg.
I don't know for sure, because like I said, I was trying not to really look at it.
Man. She might be. You can't convince me she wasn't animated by something else by the end of
this.
Do we need to fucking do an instant replay of this soon?
Well, of this scene specifically, she has the vagina. She has more information than me.
Yeah, let's...
I couldn't decide if it was, like, a miscarriage, like a heavy, heavy menstrual situation, or I didn't even think of poop. Is that poop? That might be poop.
I think it is.
It's on the back of her leg, too. I didn't realize.
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay.
That's poo-poo.
Yeah, I think you're right. It looked redder. When I watched it earlier, it looked... I thought it was bloody. But that's poop. Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
She's had her diuretic, and,
I guess we have another sex scene here.
Yeah, I have shrieking sound, shaky and discernible imagery, more rape, naked bros in the cage are coming up.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're on to chapter two.
Yeah, so this is the dream where he cuts pieces of meat off her.
Yeah, and this leads to the bros in the cage.
Yeah.
Which I guess I just didn't notice the metaphor, I guess. I don't know. I didn't understand why that was happening.
I'm getting kind of artsy now that I'm a professional movie critic. Yeah. I could sense, like, metaphors and stuff.
You sense them.
Yeah, I could just feel them.
It's powerful.
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
Oh, yeah, but in this scene, it's implied and sort of depicted, but the camera is insane. The shots are insane. Of them removing bits of meat from her, and then it shows our fuckboys in a cage, sort of jostling over the pounds of flesh as if they were primates or something.
So I think at this point, after this dream here, she really kind of finally takes a look at herself in a mirror.
Yeah, she starts screaming pretty immediately. Mm-hmm. A lot of screaming coming up.
Looking pretty rough.
Yeah. And she smashes the mirror.
She does punch that mirror.
And gets a shard of glass in her hand.
Yeah.
Hand injuries really bother me in general. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah.
And she be about that life.
She's trying to wash herself. She's putting on makeup.
She's got fingers in the gushy brain hole again, I've written down.
Yeah. And she covers up all the windows and mirrors and all that stuff.
This is my funniest.
Yeah, because that's when she took her bandage off her head and there was maggots
in it. Now we featured a lot of panning visually over like her being naked and also just fucked up with maggot ridden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's it's escalating, whatever it is.
Finally, some light, but just to show that the bitch is burnt up, takes a sad bath and finds her passion for sculpting. Which is...
Yeah.
Because this scene is like... the whole room is flooded with sunlight in the next bit after that. But it's literally just to depict her being entirely scabbed the fuck over.
Uh-huh. And as she's like hanging up like all those blankets and stuff on the windows, she just drops a hammer right on her foot.
She like, does, dude. I think she likes it. She's got no spatial awareness or something. I don't know.
Yeah, and then she bandages it up.
Yeah.
Just goes on doing what she wants
to do. She starts taking, like, ice baths.
Mm-hmm.
She's spending a lot of time in the ice bath, I'm assuming, to maybe slow the rot or preserve,
is that what it is?
Preserve her body as long as possible. Or maybe just to feel something. I don't know what she's doing. And then,
And then when she decides that she has her passion for sculpting back,
yeah,
she loses a fucking finger.
She does do that.
Yeah,
just snaps the finger off while trying to sculpt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then she decides to start collecting samples of her body or something.
Yeah, she becomes invested in some Polaroid photos as well.
Yeah. Like taking pictures of all her body parts and putting stuff in jars and labeling.
It is a medical phenomenon, so I guess that's something to do.
Yeah, I guess so.
Then I've got extra crispy, slightly chunky self-love session featuring flashbacks.
Yeah.
Of her hatcheting fuckboy number one's face. So it's not really clear where in the timeline this actually happened, but it's got to be right around fuckboy number two's blowjob, right?
Well, before that happens, she tries to glue her fingernails back on.
Oh my gosh,
oh,
yes.
I forgot about that.
She's trying to glue her fingernails on with like Elmer's glue, like school glue.
Yeah. I forgot about this.
She, oh my god.
Yeah, it was funny. And then she's sewing her fingers back on,
yeah.
Okay, and then she starts fucking.
We're back to the Finger Blaster 5000.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And I think
it's because she's got her nails back. She's like, yeah. Uh-huh.
I think she's thinking about. She
starts climaxing as soon as she starts hatcheting that guy's face in her fucking flashback.
I think she's like getting off on the murder of her boyfriend or something.
Yeah, it starts the flashback starts a little slower and it keeps cutting between the flashback and her active finger blasting session.
Mm-hmm.
And at first it's like them obviously arguing and him being like, no, you're just a whore.
Yeah.
Which doesn't seem totally invalid. I'm not here to slut shame. Get your thing, girl.
When he came in, when she was in the shower.
Oh, yeah. That's part of this flashback, too. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's like hiding her rotting body behind the shower curtain.
Yeah.
And
that's
like, oh, just,
she's
you
like,
know.
Touch me.
Yeah. She just wanted him to like finger her while she hid behind the shower curtain. And then when he saw her, he was like, oh.
Yeah. And she's like, you bastard.
Yeah. He was not having it.
And she kills him.
She does.
And bashes his fucking head in. Dude.
She sure does.
It's pretty brutal.
Again, there's no lights on in this woman's world, so it's, you know, it's a little, it's like as artful as a face bashing can be, I guess.
I mean, it was pretty fucking graphic. That dude's face was fucking ground beef.
Yeah, she got up in there.
She starts like duct taping her arms back together.
Yeah, I said twist her own arms off. It looked like she crunched the fucking bones while twisting it and then taped it.
That's exactly what it looked like to me too. I thought she was ripping her own arm off.
I thought she was like, and then she starts duct taping it. I thought she was doing the like Indian sunburn thing we used to do to each other as kids, but like breaking the bone type situation.
That's what it looked like. It looked like she was trying to rip her own arm off, and then she just starts duct taping them back on, and I didn't know what the fuck was happening.
Her body's working against her at this point, huh?
Yeah, they feature more and more maggots, and by this point in the film, there's also a persistent and increasing in volume level of buzzing fly noise.
Yeah,
that's what I have in my notes, fly buzzing.
The fucking
It's featured till the end.
Uh-huh.
Well, we got a dead body and a dying body. So yeah, I'm sure it's getting pretty fucking nasty in there.
She rips her own ear off and puts it in a jar.
She does do that for later.
She's just making this. She goes back to the sculpture and she's just making it fucking nasty.
Yeah.
She's just putting like sloughed off flesh on its head. And I think she had like her fingers coming out of it or something.
It's got a smell.
Yeah. It's artsy, all right.
Yeah, 30 grand.
She starts doing a little self-care, you know, pulling the maggots off of her boobies.
Yeah.
I think one nipple fell off at this point.
She was without a nipple.
And she's just kind of, you know, just taking care of herself, taping herself up.
Yeah.
You know.
Picking the maggots off.
It's just what you do when you're rotting.
She's a girl boss. She's making money moves.
Taking her ice baths.
She's an independent woman.
Yeah.
Masturbating.
It's gross. This is gross.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's sort of a lot of direction this, like, ambling at the last bit of this chapter, and then we get our next entirely untenable and ambiguous cut scene. This one was the most bizarre looking one before chapter 3.
Is that the
and
coffin?
That's the one with the coffin thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there were parts of this that were legitimately just like static screens and a loud screeching buzzing noise.
I was very uncomfortable through all of these.
It was very irritating. It wasn't like an effective, it was just an irritation. Like,
yeah, it wasn't really doing it for me either.
Yeah.
No, I hate all of it. Yeah. I can't.
That noise is not cool. Just cut it out.
I'm just sitting there the whole time, just like staring, just hoping it's going to be over.
Yeah.
But this one lasts a bit longer too, though.
It does.
Yeah, dude. And, you know, she's having a hard time getting off. And so she calls him.
Yeah, so we look.
That's what I was going to say. She calls somebody and says, come over.
Lucky fuckboy number two. Yeah.
Yeah, I put Laura's fuckboy two back to her house.
Yeah, yeah, he walks in.
I put after refusing super hot advances.
She's all raspy, dude. She's
She is burnt
the
fuck up.
She is seriously just rotting in her bed.
She looks like she was put through like a fire situation.
That's what I kept saying. She looks burnt. Yes. Her whole body looks burnt.
Yeah.
And she's like, fuck me.
Yeah, she's like, fuck me. And he says something about going to the hospital, and she's like, I said, fuck me.
Yeah. And then he dies in the funniest way I've ever seen happen.
Yeah.
He just sort of like, I don't know if he, like, you know, because sometimes in movies they'll put a little mat down so people can fall over.
Oh, yeah.
They obviously didn't have a mat available, so instead of falling, he just, like, casually laid onto the ground. And then she commenced the stabbing.
Yep.
She retrieves the funniest, those knives that are shaped funny, like with the rounded off tip.
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
know what they're designed for, but stabbing is not their... Yeah. Ideal use.
He even holds his hand up in like the classic horror movie fashion and she stabs him right in the hand.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I hated it. I was like, she's fucking rotting. You can't get away from that.
Well, he can't even walk across the living room. He laid down.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so ridiculous.
He said, okay, well, I guess I'll die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
That would be a hell of a thing to walk into.
Yeah, just the dumbest fucking
though.
Death. Yeah, and he was just like, hey, let me take you to the hospital. Let me take you to the hospital. She was like, no, I just want to fuck. I thought you loved me. Nobody loves me. I'm just a cheap fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And she just keeps stabbing him over and over and screaming.
Was she still walking at this point, or did she like...
No, she's walking here, but afterwards we get the funny little worm situation going on that I enjoyed immensely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then, I don't know, I guess she just kind of accepts things, and she takes the covers off the mirror, and she's like completely blind, right? Her eyes are like...
They are completely clotted over.
White. Yeah.
And she's like, I don't need these anymore, and gouges them out.
Yeah, she takes another bath, and then we get what I put as the shot for the feet fetish freaks, because it's a frame, a long frame of just her, like, vascular, blackened, slimy foot on the floor. And it's, like, disfigured and discolored.
Yeah.
And I was like, someone jacked off to that. You know they did.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she, like, dropped her sculpture. And got really mad about it.
Yeah.
And then she goes to the mirror and...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I have the more sad maggot bath. No, but after the sad maggot bath... is when we get the worm. Which is when she starts just slithering through her apartment, past the corpses... And just slithering about.
Yeah.
And I guess she only makes it to the hallway because I'm pretty sure that's where she dies.
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah.
It's
like I don't know where she was going.
Now she decides to leave.
Was that what... She was like, okay, well, now I'll leave.
Which, like, I don't know what she was trying to do.
Maybe I do need some help. I'm going to go to the hospital now.
Yeah, I think I was like advantage of that national healthcare.
After she fucking stuck her thumbs in her own eyes, though, why would you poke out your own eyes and then decide to go to the hospital? That's what I'm saying. I don't know where she was going. Maybe she was just trying to go out there and die with the other two.
Yeah.
Maybe she just wanted to be a worm.
Yeah.
I think she devolved into worm like stage.
She worms her way to the front door.
It's just the funniest. Oh my God. The way she's just
worming
along the.
Yep.
Oh man.
And then, like, I don't know, it's just...
And she just lays.
Takes over. She just loses all her skin. She goes full skeleton mode.
She does go full skeleton mode. Yeah, but then dies, and apparently...
And then,
I was like, is this going to be like, he never dies? Is that what we're dealing with?
And then you get one final, like, super scream. Like, Sindel from Mortal Kombat 3.
She features this bitch is a good screamer.
And her jaw falls off and she collapses. Yep.
There was a point I was going to make. It was back in the beginning of part 2 though. She's like fondling her own jaw that's obviously broken.
Oh yeah.
And the sound effects during that
I fucking hated it.
Disturbed me so much.
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed, but yeah, that part I was like, oh god,
it hurt my feelings. It was right before the head got wrapped in gauze.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do remember that.
Yeah, that's when she starts like sucking dick. Well, now that my jaw's broken, I can really get after it.
Oh, that was what she was thinking.
Yeah.
She's like, look how good this thing moves around now. Uh-huh.
Give me a dick. Where's a dick? Yeah, where's a dick?
Put it in my throat.
I need it. I need you right now.
And then, it just kind of lingers on the fucking scene. Man, could you imagine, like, walking into that? Like,
I tried to imagine being blowjob buddy number 2. Yeah. And just, like, the smell alone.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have yelled from the. I would have gone to see if I could find her body, but I would have assumed she was dead already, probably just from the smell.
Being like the landlord or something, like, hey, I'm here to get rent. And yeah, it's just a fucking skeleton at the door.
You've got a weird wine party of 4 that disturbs your entire evening, but you don't notice any of this fuck shit going on.
That is exactly what I said to Chris.
Screaming maniacally while stabbing that one guy to death.
And so also where the fuck's the landlord now?
The smell alone.
Yeah, because even when the guys walked in, they immediately noticed the smell.
Yeah, they all cover their noses and everything.
Start coughing. Yeah.
As they should. There's obviously maggot-ridden corpses everywhere.
No, I mean, the landlord is like, hey, man, as long as you do it before 9 p.m.
Oh, that's what it was. She beat the curfew. Yeah.
I don't think so.
Maybe one of those flashbacks was the death of the landlord, and we just couldn't fucking tell what was going on. Yeah.
When we saw the guys in the cage.
Yeah.
And them, like, throwing pieces of her to the guy. I thought it was going to be the landlord.
I was hoping they were going to feature him. If she was going to be a whore, I thought they should have whored it up a little bit more. 2 guys is not that slutty.
Yeah, I mean.
That's true.
Actively bleeding and begging for your holes to be filled? A little slutty, but. It's only 2 dudes.
Yeah.
You can fuck that many at one time.
True. So, that was Thanatomorphos. Lisa, what'd you think about this movie, baby?
I kind of liked it. I thought I was going to like it a lot more in the first half. And then we got to the second half, and I didn't like it as much. Through most of the second half of the movie, I was comparing it a lot to Mermaid. With how she was decaying and slowly dying and taking her baths.
She was into baths.
Yeah.
Did not order a bathtub.
Because she already fucking had one. Yeah. She didn't have to order one.
Is it a line in Mean Girls that's like, don't have sex or you will get pregnant and die?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what this was?
That's exactly what this was.
Yeah.
She had sex. Now she's dying.
Yeah.
So, the beginning half of the movie was really slow, but I think it made those scenes, like the fingernail and the stepping on glass, more intense.
Yeah.
Because she would just be living her life, and you would have no idea that something crazy was about to happen. And then all of a sudden, her fucking fingernail just falls off.
Yeah.
And then she rips another one off. I think we could have cut out some of that. I think they could have showed us maybe 5 minutes instead of 10 minutes of her just going about her day.
Yeah.
And we could have perfectly got the same effect. I think in the second half of the movie, she was already just this rotted corpse, basically.
We did hit the gas pedal.
Yeah. And after that, it's just like, whatever. There's not much else you can really do after that. She smashes her foot. She rips her arm off. But she's just one big piece of rotted flesh at this point. Like, it doesn't really affect you at all. I don't think.
It's just a host of maggots and sexual deviancy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's definitely gross, but it wasn't, like, cringe-worthy, like, ripping fingernails off. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes, exactly.
I think the, like, effects of all that stuff were good.
Yeah.
I do, too.
And even by the end, when she was a scabbed over like burnt bitch.
Mm-hmm.
She looked like a scabbed over burnt bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think the effects were really good, but I think, yeah, it just doesn't affect me as much when it's just a rotted body.
Well, because there's no point to it. There's no plot, so.
Yeah.
Same trap a couple of guinea pigs fell into. I was just like, there's no real reason any of this is happening, so.
Exactly.
And I mean, shout out to Caden Rose, because that's a.
Was that our sexy librarian?
Yeah.
Yeah, just she went through it.
Being naked for the entire movie.
She's got a great body.
And I'm sure it was just real maggots.
Yeah, that's gross.
I honestly thought that maybe this was kind of another instance of all the decaying is maybe more in her head.
Okay.
Well, she did have that initial lamentation over like existential issues and crisis and stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe this is just her psychological manifestation of all that.
Yeah, that's what I was. I'm not sure. I was trying to decide if it really was just a girl rotting or if it goes deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could have been, you know, just.
I think it's a little. If it weren't for fuckboy number two reacting so severely to what was actually being represented to him, it's probably both.
Yeah.
Either way, she looked fucked up.
I guess you could kind of interpret it both ways, huh?
Yeah. I can't remember. I know there was scenes that made me think that when we were watching. I can't give you any evidence right now because I did not note them specifically in my notes.
So kind of like mermaid? There was no mermaid. But was there?
That's the point I was making. I was kind of comparing it to like mermaid.
Okay. All right. What are you thinking, Bo?
I think this is like an STD ad gone wrong. I don't think they had a good writer. They just had like a bunch of like obviously capable filmmakers, but no writer or something.
Yeah.
All the effects were good. Mm-hmm. All the actors were pretty okay. That death scene from Fuckboy Number Two was laughable, but
yeah.
Yeah. It was just not. It was about 40 minutes too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they definitely could have cut down a lot.
David Schurer did special effects for this movie.
Well, he did great. I hope he got a good chunk of that 40K.
Remy Couture did the molding and fluids.
Those fluids were fluiding.
So no, like, I guess I'm not seeing like a department like we've seen with the guinea pig movies. Like they had the autopsy and tote tag. Oh,
yeah.
I don't know if these are part of like a crew or if they're just singular dudes.
They're probably just dudes. Yeah. 40K is not a lot of money.
Right.
They did good with what they had apparently though, because that part was maybe the only redeeming quality of this. I liked the sort of art house feel, sort of to echo what Lisa was saying, of maybe more of the first chapter of this film.
Mm-hmm.
And what's great about that style is it could go any direction. This could end up being a horror or just like a rom-com or anything.
Yeah.
Like that was glorified B-roll. With the added benefit of having an excellent soundtrack for those bits. That sonata is great. And it's featured 3 times in this and is great every time, but it's the only good sound. That's where the positives of the soundtrack end, though, because the sound design for the rest of it was also fucking wild.
Yeah, there were a few, like, when they ripped the fingernail off, there was a sound there. Like, there was some sound there that I thought was good.
Which I guess was effective, because like, it grossed me the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Same with the jaw.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there were a few that were, like, effective. But, yeah, some of the sounds were not good.
The fly buzzing for 20 minutes straight.
I was kind of down with the fly buzzing.
No, I mean,
it really offended me.
I was looking for a fucking fly in the room every 5 seconds.
So like, bad.
I mean, that's the thing about murder houses, dude. There's going to be flies all over the place.
Yeah, that's why I don't live in one. If it weren't for the flies.
Exactly.
I'm just saying, man, you want to have a murder house, you got to get used to the flies.
Yeah,
that's just realism.
The phone beeping forever. And the fly buzzing fucking killed me. I hated it.
Like, I do like, you know, kind of disturbing soundtracks. I think Bloodshot did it the best.
Well, that's a good example of it being, an annoying soundtrack, but it's used effectively.
Right, yeah. And I don't know what the difference here is. This is just kind of just grating. It was strange.
Well, and a lot of it, they had a lot of long portions of just silence.
Yeah.
Which isn't inherently like good or bad, but either way, it wasn't like effective.
Oh.
I don't know. I would give this overall, like, this is a great like student film vibe, but I wouldn't go like see this or tell people to go see this or anything like that. It had no plot. If it had a plot, even if it was a poorly written plot, I think it would have been a lot better.
Something.
I guess the plot is girl fucks and rots.
Yeah, but that's, like, nothing else was strong enough to, like, warrant the entire lack of, like, purpose for any of that. Like,
right.
A plot device helps you identify with things more strongly, which helps you forgive some of the shenanigans. There were no plot devices. So, the only real character development we have is that she's obviously... trying to find love in a homeless place or something.
Yeah, I would have liked to have some sort of story.
What about you, Chris? What are your overall thoughts?
I think there's a really good movie in here. I think it does get a little unfocused at times, and but I did really like it. I think you could see this as like a depression movie.
Yeah.
Or maybe like a mental health movie where.
It's definitely manic. Yeah.
Her mental health issues are on the outside. So, I mean, I think if depression or something like that was something that you could see, it would be a lot different, right? And I think we're seeing it just spread and take over.
She's might have been the whole point, and it just didn't resonate with me.
Lost all drive, motivation for, you know, her art. She has like no support network. Her boyfriends are just there to fuck her,
and she's just a cheap fuck to them.
And I'm kind of thinking because she's so depressed, that's kind of the only way she kind of feels anything, or that's the only way she feels wanted by her boyfriends. That's why she's trying to do it all the time.
Oh.
Or, and she's just masturbating all the time, because I guess, you know, when you're super depressed, she just...
Well, that's a real thing.
You just gotta feel something, yeah.
You just gotta fucking... Whack off.
And when we were watching, he made the point that she's just like in her house, like the whole movie's just her.
She's super isolated. Her house. You basically sit through an entire day with her, just kind of lonely. She just moved into the house. She doesn't even really have the will to unpack her shit. She wants to do her art, but she can't even bring herself to unwrap the fucking thing. And then I think that also kind of explains her unwillingness to really even leave the house. She doesn't want to seek help just because she's deep in the throes of depression. And, you know, you kind of can... A depressed person might think that it's not a super big deal and that they wouldn't want to get treatment for it. So maybe that's why she doesn't want to go to the hospital.
Oh.
Yeah, all the pieces are there for that to be an effective allegory.
Yeah.
And until it's too fucking late and she's skeleton mode, then she's like, okay, maybe I have a problem.
Well, maybe that's the thing. Maybe she did gouge her eyes out and then was like, okay, I am obviously going to die if I don't get help. But it was too late.
Mm-hmm.
So she couldn't worm her way all the way out the door.
And once there's like a time limit on her life that she can see, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's when she's like, okay, I want to do art now.
Yeah, the fear of consequence can be a great motivator.
Yeah. I think you might be able to also get maybe like a aging metaphor out of it. I'm in the clumps of hair falling out in my thanatomorphos. you know, you're a hot young person and all of a sudden it all comes crashing down.
All of a sudden you're a hot old bald person.
Yeah.
Also, see, just go daddy mode. It's not even that deep.
I know. That's what he doesn't understand. Like, oh God, he's losing his hair and he's gained weight.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah. I don't get it.
A few months from now, I'm going to be picking the maggots off my titties.
Maybe.
My fucking D-cup titties.
I like that.
But, I'm sure it kind of hits pretty ladies worse, right? Like, you know, aging, right?
I do think socially, aging impacts women more significantly than men pretty much across the board.
Yeah.
For several reasons, even just physically.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It does, probably.
I definitely subscribe to the depression theme in this movie a lot more than I do the aging theme. I just kind of seen that too.
Well, they're not mutually exclusive.
Okay.
One can breed the other.
Yeah.
I think that would also explain the lighting situation, because as a depressed person, you're basically a vampire.
Okay, so that's the thing. That's why I even noted when they finally actually had light in the scene. I was like, it was obviously an artful decision on their end, but I don't know what they were trying to convey by, like, now that she's burnt the fuck up, now let's let some light in. I was like, we should have got this bitch some light before then. Maybe that's in support of your theme, though, which is that this is just an allegorical reference to, like, obviously some manic depressive states.
Yeah.
Do get like bouts of euphoria.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
There's a point in the movie where she almost there's like an acceptance, right?
Yeah, it's when that light comes in. She looks happy. She's finger blasting herself and everything, loving it.
She takes the shit off the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I could have done without the weird Alice in Chains video, music video shit.
There were so many strange segments.
It didn't really do much for me. Now we come to the question, is she really rotting from the outside or not?
I would say yes, specifically because of the reactions of the fuckboys.
Okay.
If we didn't have their reactions, I'd say you are 100% right, and this is just a fucking, like, psychosis situation.
Okay, now let's say she's not rotting from the outside. She's not a zombie lady.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say she's just crazy depressed, and she just lays in bed, masturbates, and shits herself.
I feel attacked.
Like crazy.
I feel like I've been called out here on this
day. That's what I was going to say. Chris keeps pointing out that she's just at her house doing nothing all this time, and so that probably means she's depressed.
Yeah,
and
just in bed masturbating. That's
that
like
just means that I'm having a good fucking time. I'm at home alone.
Well, yeah.
Nobody's fucking bothering me. Like,
that's because we're always bothered.
So you have four fucking children.
Yeah.
We would kill for some fucking alone time.
Yeah.
But that explains the gagging. She can't even get out of bed. She's just shitting herself in bed.
We didn't see her. Well, we saw her eat that runny egg.
Yeah.
And then we saw her have diarrhea down her leg. Yeah. I don't think her diet's there. Which, for depressed people, it's usually not. People underestimate how much food impacts the rest of your fucking life.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Eat a carrot, bitch. You'll be better for it.
I think it's real.
I think it is too.
We're not for fuckboys. I would say this was entirely just allegorical, and it might still be allegorical. But
me too. If it wasn't for the guys, I would think that it wasn't, that she wasn't rotting.
Either way, she's getting fucked.
Yeah.
Is it a ratey rate?
It's time to rate this motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Lisa.
Let me have this notebook here.
give us your rating and your what the fuck moment.
I'm going to go with 2.5 stars.
Okay.
2.5 stars. Dead average movie for Liz.
You know, in the beginning, I probably would have said closer to like 4.
Yeah, it was so close to being like a pretty good movie, I think, as well.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I think I'll... I don't know. They're hot, so I want to give it a 3.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think I'll give it, like... I'll give it a 3.
I mean, all that bouncing dick's got to count for something.
Well, I think when you have been a gay slut for as long as I have been, bouncing dicks, they're not that novel, you know?
Okay, yeah. All right.
I just thought it was amazing that they... showed his dick flopping. It was the way like that he was bouncing up.
It was hilarious. Yeah. So
yeah, I just thought it was great. Was
funny.
He was hot too, so that does count for something.
Yeah.
And that was a nice dick as far as dicks go. I wish they would have showed the other guy's dick.
Me too.
Missed opportunity.
Yeah, they fucked up. Chris doesn't understand why he's hotter than the other one.
I don't.
He is.
What's your rating, Chris?
Yeah.
Okay. 3.5. All right, what's your what the fuck moment? Get your what the fuck moment.
Man.
Did you remember this would happen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't decide. I think it really has to be the fingernails.
I thought you might mention that one. It was pretty. That one impacted me.
I think it has to be the fingernails.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the glass on the foot really got to me, too, but... I think the fingernail was honestly worse.
Yeah, anything that makes me audibly go, ugh!
That's what the fingernail did to me. But honestly, it seems to be a part that you didn't even really notice was the other part for me. It was the broken jaw that she's like, when she's forcibly jostling her broken mandible and there's like a crunching sound. I'm like, ugh!
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
I hated that too, yeah.
And that was unfortunate. For me, I think it's when... I think it's where she rapes that guy by sucking his cock. Because he, poor man, I get it. You're getting head, and that's lovely for you. You don't want it to not happen. But he was not into it, and that was so uncomfortable to watch.
Yeah.
So I think I'll go with that. It was just the saddest blowjob I've ever seen, and I've watched some terrible porn.
It was an awkward blowjob.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I felt bad for everybody involved.
Yeah, it was rough.
I'm going to go with her crazy fucking body part sculpture that she ended up making with all the fucking skin pieces on it. And I'm pretty sure there's fingers hanging out of it.
I think those were fingers as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty gross.
Yeah, that was pretty what the fucky.
Yeah. It was.
That's a pretty gross movie all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a good, like, seasonal depression film.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Liz.
Yeah, I just got sad because I realized what comes next.
The moment you've been waiting for.
How spicy was this?
How spicy is this movie?
This is my favorite one. And I don't ever have an answer ready either, but your struggle with it is endearing to me.
All right. How spicy was this movie?
It's pretty spicy.
I'm just going to say a jalapeno.
A jalapeno.
That's it.
Tried and true.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're running out of spicy foods.
No, just...
Broaden the palates around here.
Well, you know, you said it was like middle on my star scale.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it is on my spicy scale. That's just a jalapeno.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. All right.
That's just whatever.
Yeah. Okay. And it makes sense because for a newbie, a jalapeno is spicy.
Especially just like a raw jalapeno just chomping down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That could be
pretty fucking spicy.
Yeah.
They get me sometimes.
Yeah, I remember.
That volcano bowl
fucking ended our day.
I was already in a vulnerable state. I just had my thumb smashed in a fucking car. And I overestimated my abilities to just munch a fucking jalapeno, I guess. Anyway. So, yeah.
I could see this movie being a pretty spicy movie for somebody that doesn't really watch this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same way with a jalapeno and somebody that doesn't eat a lot of spicy foods.
Yeah. Yeah.
It works. Bo, how spicy is this movie?
I'll go with like a hot Coke.
Hot Coke. Oh, speaking of hot Coke, I got you a hot Coke.
And you got a spiced Coke. It's in the car. Me and Isabella found it.
What? Yeah, those actually was the one I was thinking of, but I couldn't remember what they were called. Spiced Coke, but warm, I think. Like, really? Not a cold Coke. Have you ever just had a hot Coke?
Mm-hmm.
That's a brutal throat experience.
Yeah, I don't like it.
So yeah, a hot spiced Coke.
Okay. Okay, for me. Let me walk you through this one.
Taking a journey.
If you walk outside my house right now, there's a big fucking garbage can.
Oh no. I don't like this journey.
It's where I put my garbage.
That makes sense.
It's middle of summer right now. I think it got up to 111 degrees today with the heat index. It's fly fucking city in that garbage can.
Not unlike our film.
In that garbage can, deep within it, you'll find an old pizza box with a half-eaten slice of pizza in it, full of maggots, because like I said, it's fly city in that garbage can. And that's what this movie is. A half-eaten maggot pizza.
Dumpster pizza.
Okay.
Hot, toasty dumpster pizza.
Yep.
But you rated it 3.5.
Yeah. I'm not beholden to my star rating for spiciness, I don't think. Because I don't think this was a well... Okay. I don't think this movie was great, but I think it was kind of spicy.
Yeah, well, I don't think my rating and spiciness have anything to do with each other. I don't think they're related. Okay. This is a gross movie.
Yeah, that's it was a gross.
Gross spiciness scale.
Maggots are gross, any way you look at it.
I thought it was kind of accurate.
Okay.
Our maggots are tinier than their maggots, though,
those
right?
Are those big are some motherfucking fat fucking maggots. Dude.
That's an Amazon rainforest maggot. They flew those bitches in.
Yeah, dude. Those were almost like fucking grub worms.
Yeah, those fuckers were big. Are we on our leaderboard?
I think so.
We did our what the fuck. We did our spicy. We did
I
our
think star. That's all of them. Probably forgetting
something.
We forget something, I think, at least once every podcast.
That checks out.
And it's not the same thing each podcast either.
I should get us a little marker board for in here so we can have a little, like, do this, this, and this every time.
Maybe you never know that. What you're going to get on any episode of this podcast.
We'll get there. Or not.
Yeah. I like the chaos.
Yeah. That's where I thrive.
Lisa! Where's this going to fall on your leaderboard?
So I'm going to put this number 5 on my leaderboard.
Okay.
Right above Cannibal Holocaust.
Right above Cannibal Holocaust. Cannibal Holocaust.
It was really difficult for me to decide, but yeah.
That's a tough one.
This movie, Cannibal Holocaust and He Never Dies, are all 2.5 star movies for me.
Okay.
They're all kind of right there together.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Number 5 on my list.
All right, Bo. Where's this slotting in on your list?
It's got to go right under... Is GP5 Mermaid?
Mm-hmm.
It's got to go right under there.
Okay. Right under Mermaid.
All right.
I think I prefer Mermaid to this.
Yeah. I think I do, too.
Mermaid was kind of a banger.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mermaid's my number 2.
Yeah. I love Mermaid. Man, I'm trying to think of from like a rewatchability standpoint, like
this one is not rewatchable in my opinion.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I do like the themes and whatnot, but I don't want to watch it again.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I couldn't do it again.
I think I'm gonna slot it in between He Never Dies and Flower of Flesh and Blood.
I think I put it right under Flesh and Blood for me.
Yeah.
That's going to put it number 6 on your list.
Number 6.
It's number 6 on Bo's list. Number 5 on my list.
Hell yeah.
And you guys rated it higher than me?
Well, you know. Did I make up the fact that when we started, the leaderboard was an accurate depiction of what we had rated it, and then we changed course.
Yeah, well, I'm more into the leaderboard than I am the stars.
Yeah.
I think leaderboard is the end-all, be-all, in my opinion.
I'd agree with that, because the star rating...
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing with star ratings, man. I'm just kind of fucking guessing.
Well, it's hard because I sort of rated the guinea pig movies like in a vacuum of like just the guinea pig universe.
Yeah, okay.
And that's where we started. So like now it's like the rest of the star ratings almost feel beholden to those standards, which isn't fair because this is probably better than all the guinea pig movies, but I prefer a couple of the guinea pig movies.
Yeah, definitely. Some of them are just kind of more fun.
Yeah.
This is kind of a depressing fucking movie.
This one was, well, also, it was fucking 1 hour and 40 minutes long.
Little too long.
Like, bro, and I swear it could have been 48 minutes and it would have been fine. Gonna sign us off, Chris?
Well, we still gotta pick a movie for next week.
Oh, yeah. Shit. I have a contender.
Okay.
I have to make sure I don't bastardize the title. It's something Vomit Doll.
Have you?
Yeah, Chris knew what I was talking about when I mentioned it.
I was like, you've mentioned this, right?
Yeah.
Slaughtered Vomit Dolls, which is part of a... Well, apparently 4 movies. I thought it was a trilogy, but...
Yeah, there's 4 of them now.
And they have a dark, seedy backstory.
Tune in next week when we cover the infamous Slaughtered Vomit Dolls.
Man.
Until next time. Say bye, bitch.
Bye, bitch.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as instant noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.